IAX, we are live on the show floor. How is the event going for you?
It's my first time here. It's been a great event, great talks, and great to meet so many of our customers and co-suppliers to the industry. Yeah, it's been a strong event for us.
Where are you guys based?
In London.
In London?
In London, yeah, by London Bridge.
And my guest today is David Abbott with Take Notes?
Take Note.
Take Note.
Yeah.
Take Note. Oh, I love that. So tell me about Take Note.
So we're a transcription business. It's called Take Notes because originally a couple of ladies, our founders, started up on their own taking more professional notes at meetings, particularly market research meetings, which obviously meant the moderator or whoever was leading the meeting could fully focus on having the best meeting possible and expect a professional transcript afterwards.
That's brilliant.
That's growing, and we still do a lot of that. That's still a growing business for us. But the larger part of our business is now transcription, and particularly where it's market research transcription. We specialize heavily in there. Focus groups tend to be too complicated for a kind of less quality-driven service. And a couple of our themes in the business at the moment are monitoring speech recognition. So every time I tell people what I do, they say, oh, what about speech recognition? And I'll talk about that a bit in a moment. The other theme, especially with video becoming so prominent now, is that video and audio are obviously the right ways to create the best content, so discussion essentially, and with video facial recognition, etc. But they're not always the best way for people to digest the content because they might want to skim read through. So if you create a 1 hour video, for instance, the person knows they've got to invest an hour in consuming that. Whereas with our transcripts, you can very quickly go to the part that you want to, or the 5 minutes you've got now, you can skim read maybe 20 minutes of audio. So that's a big theme for us. And we're working with market researchers and brands, not only on their research content, but on their internal comms. So customer insights is a big area for internal comms, getting everybody on board, etc. And they're starting to create more podcasts, more videos. But as I say, that's the right way to create them, might not be the right way, the most engaging way to digest them for everybody around the business.
I mean, that's really interesting. That you're moving, not just in research, but it sounds like, you know, you're getting a much broader footprint inside of the corporation.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's from talking to customer insight teams about obviously their pains and their challenges. I think it's the age old one with customer insights of everyone around the stakeholders understanding what they do. And so that's where that corporate comms piece came in as well.
Yeah. Do you guys have so you do the actual transcription piece of it.
Yeah.
Do you then have a system for saving, retrieving, that type of relevant information? I mean, it seems like you could almost apply some machine learning or AI or something fancy to that at a corporate level, because you're gathering those you're the keeper of the conversations.
Absolutely. And so they're, at the moment, they're all in our secure portal. So obviously with data security, we make that number one priority, closely followed by customer service. So if you want us to provide transcripts, you upload to our portal, you don't email any of your data anywhere, and then once we've completed the transcript for you, it's human transcription, but they also work within our portal. You just get sent a link, so you have to log back in, hence the security, etc. So in a way, we are a library of everything that you've had transcribed, but yeah, very feasible next step is how we combine that with other content you may have and become a repository for everything good you're creating at the moment. Yeah,
that's super interesting. So somebody wants to get in contact with you at Take Note. How do they get in contact with you, David?
Yeah, straight to our website, takenotetyping.com. You can contact me directly. I am David@takenotetyping.com. It'd be great to hear from people. There's a lot happening in the space. A lot of the conversations we're having are security led at the moment, but the human transcription in our industry is still absolutely vital. because with speech recognition, for instance, the challenge always with speech recognition has been, can it correctly identify what's being said? And then you throw regional accents into that and it stops doing that at any level. But actually in the service we provide, it's about what we don't include. So when people change their thought path and they don't want the original line that they started talking because they actually superseded it themselves, we can clean the transcript, we take that out. All the ums and ahs and kind ofs and all of those people that don't, those things that people don't like hearing themselves saying again, we take them all out of the transcript.
Yeah.
So you get all of the meaningful stuff.
Right. I mean, it's the... a lot of value add that's happening in the post-processing of that transcript.
Absolutely,
that,
yeah.
You know, creates a better and deliverable for the customer. More
right,
usable.
Yeah, quicker to use, more mm-hmm. efficient for researchers. You know, we're that part in the supply chain between gathering the content, if you like, doing the groups, etc., and actually making some insights over out of those, and we can save hours giving the cleanest transcription at that point in the process. So yeah, absolutely.
My guest today has been David Abbott with Take Note. David, thanks for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thanks, Jamie. Thank you.